Norman, turn down that music. Mom, I'm writing a hit song. We'll see. The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Norman Greenbaum. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here in the studio with me. And now your chance to join us, hit song or not. You can call to play the Harris Challenge as long as you haven't been on in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. I will tell you that there will be moms and horses showing up in today's challenge. If you'd like to play along, now's your chance to get in here and play for fabulous prizes. Chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Price Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
These are great, tremendous donuts.
Donuts.
They
tremendous.
Have two locations.
Donuts.
One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
I saw some empty boxes in the kitchen trash can back there
today.
So apparently somebody had some Old Town Donuts today and finished them all before we got here.
Well, did they leave them near the salespeople?
Yep.
Well, yes. Of course anything in the kitchen
Of course there weren't any left for us.
That's why.
Vultures.
All right. Also, Peroni's Pizza. We have a gift card from Peroni's Pizzeria. They have two locations in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes for you. And if you get them all correct.
Yes, all 5 questions will be a clean sweep. You get a bonus.
That's right. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
And tell them Corny sent you.
Yes.
So those are the prizes you're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant who's going to have a shot at them. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement big dollar deal.
Well, thanks, Paul. Currently, I'm selling computers out of my father's garage, and I'd like to give a shout out to my coworker, Lloyd Brown. Lloyd, I sold 2 more today.
Tom, does Dad know that you're selling computers out of his garage?
I think he's in on it, but he's a little upset with my production. I haven't been doing too good.
Okay.
Lloyd Braun. That's a Seinfeld episode.
Reference, yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Who was Lloyd Braun?
Lloyd Braun was,
went to school, I think, with George.
Went to school with George or something, and they were selling computers out of
Frank's garage.
Yeah, Frank's garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lloyd was also part of the New York Yankees organization for a brief time, too, but that didn't work out.
And he was Mayor Dinkins' assistant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Seinfeld tonight on Channel 2. Or 11, or whatever it's on now. I don't know. All right, Tom, we have 3 categories that are going to come popping out here. As soon as I push the button to start the semi-random category computer. And, of course, you'll get to choose which of those 3 you'd like. We're going to have a total of 5 categories, because we're going to have 5 contestants, but the first 3 are yours to choose from, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, Happy Sace de Mayo, or Showbiz Moms, because Mother's Day is Sunday.
I think we should go with Let's Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Tom. You got to do 8 or better out of the 15 possible points to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Before Donald Trump, who was the last person to become a major party presidential candidate without serving an elected office first?
Ben Carson?
Dwight Eisenhower. What's different about a French teacher hired by Energy Institute High School in Houston? A, he doesn't speak French. B, he's a robot. Or C, he's transgender.
Robot.
No, he doesn't speak French except for bonjour. According to the Social Security Administration, what is the popular name for baby boys in the U.S. for the 3rd year in a row? Is it Noah, Liam, or Bernie?
Well, I'm partial to time, but I guess I have to go with Liam.
It was Noah. As of this week, what is now legal in all 50 states? Same-sex adoption, buying alcohol on Sunday, or a $9 minimum wage?
Buying alcohol on Sunday.
Same-sex adoption.
Oh.
And we never got to the five-pointer, which I'll just give you, and we'll see if you can get any points here at all, Tom.
Okay.
For 1 point each, name five of the six classic rock acts that are going to perform at a festival in California this October, as announced this week.
Oh. Let's see. Paul McCartney might be one.
That's right.
And Deep Purple?
No. You want me to just tell you?
Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Neil Young, Roger Waters, The Who, and you're right about Paul McCartney, which saves you from the big goose egg there, but I'm only giving
I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm only giving you a half point because you got it after the buzzer.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. But as you know, Tom, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you have to be punished. And so today, we're going to go to a song that was originally recorded by the Diamonds, a doo-wop group, in 1957. But this version is not by the Diamonds. That was a hit. This was not. This would be Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman as the singing duo Rogers and Clark from the 1987 movie Ishtar.
Please welcome Rogers and Clark.
Oh, horrible.
Okay, all right, he's right, that is enough.
Who's that again, Paul?
Oopa Oopa,
Tom. Have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too, guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, Dan, nice pickup on the Seinfeld references. It completely went over my head.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to contestant number two here. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
5 seconds to plug something.
I have nothing to plug.
All right. Here are your category choices. Happy Sace de Mayo, or Showbiz Moms, or our new third category, Horses Not Running in the Kentucky Derby Tomorrow.
Oh, God. Let's go with Showbiz Moms.
All right.
I'm going to blow all three.
That's the confidence we like on the Harris Challenge, Todd. 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Casablanca star is the mother of Isabella Rossellini?
Matt.
Which Jurassic Park star is Diane Ladd the mother of? Which Shakespeare in Love star is Blythe Danner the mother of?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. In what movie did Rob Reiner's mother, Estelle, have the line, "I'll have what she's having"?
That would be When Harry Met Sally.
Correct. Which of these Martin Scorsese movies did his mother, Catherine, not appear in? Casino, Taxi Driver, or Goodfellas?
Taxi Driver.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which Casablanca star is the mother of Isabella Rossellini?
Ingrid Bergman.
Correct. Which Jurassic Park star is Diane Ladd the mother of? You know what? We started off slow, and then you picked up, and I actually thought you were going to come around the bend there and get them all.
I can picture the person, but I can't pull the name out.
Her name is Laura Dern.
Dern, yes.
Yeah, Bruce Dern.
Horrible actress. She ruined that movie for me.
I didn't think she was that bad.
Oh, she can't act her way out of a wet paper bag.
Man,
I mean, terrible.
You know, if you get the Jurassic Park DVD director's cut, they have some deleted scenes. There's one with her in a wet paper bag. You should really go. I think it'll change your mind about Laura Dern, Todd.
No, I just can't get over the face. I'm sorry.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. Holy cow.
I'm sorry. You just ruined it for me.
If Frank were here right now, we'd be hearing "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." 13 points for you, though, Todd. Congratulations.
Well, the other thing, you know who her father was?
Bruce Dern.
Yeah. Woo! That says it all.
Happy Mother's Day, Todd. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you what you get for your prizes today while I go on to contestant number three. Hello, Casey.
Hello, gang. AM to PM.
Thank you.
I just want to say Todd is not a Dern fan.
I've never heard somebody take such a hard stance on Laura Dern before.
What did Laura Dern ever do to him? Wow. You want to plug something there, Casey?
Just happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Okay. Happy Seis de Mayo is category number one. Horses not running in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow is number two. Or you can have our new third category, What's Mom's Name? That's a showbiz category.
Good Lord. Okay, how about just number one?
Happy Seis de Mayo.
Sure.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. These are things that happened on previous May 6th. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For what team did Babe Ruth hit his first home run May 6th, 1915?
The Red Sox.
Correct. What was the name of the German airship that famously crashed and burned in Lakehurst, New Jersey, May 6th, 1937?
Zeppelin?
The Hindenburg.
Yeah, Hindenburg.
On May 6, 1946, what was the first Major League Baseball team to travel by plane? The Cardinals, the Yankees, or the Senators?
The Cardinals.
The Yankees. What two countries are linked by the Channel Tunnel, which opened May 6, 1994?
Panama.
Which two countries?
And, Guam?
England and France. On May 6th, 2002, what became the first movie to have a $100 million opening weekend? Was it Minority Report, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, or Spider-Man?
Harry Potter.
It was Spider-Man. Casey, you got 1 point for the Boston Red Sox. The good news is that's twice as many points as Tom got, because we only gave him a half. And that means you have to be punished as well by Rogers and Clark, a.k.a. Beatty and Hoffman.
That's not that bad.
Okay, Casey, thank you very much for playing.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend. Let's meet our fourth contestant for today. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to plug anything?
Hey, Dan and Neon, how you doing?
Very good, thank
great,
you.
Great, Robert.
Good.
What do you want to plug?
Go Blues, and is the Chump and Hitlery the best America has to offer?
You'll have to tune into Larry Connor's show tonight for the answer to that. 9 o'clock okay. Central Time on most of these KTRS stations. Let's see what we've got here, Robert. Horses not running in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, or what's Mom's name?
Oh, man.
That's the easiest question I'm going to ask you.
I don't know. I don't watch movies go out anymore, so I'll do the horse.
Okay.
Kentucky Derby thing.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who had a hit song in 2004 called Black Horse and the Cherry Tree?
Cherry Tree, I'll say Prince.
K.T. Tunstall. What was the name of the horse that was the only non-Indian survivor of Custer's last stand in 1876? Was it Comanche, Geronimo, or Duke?
The first one, Comanche.
Comanche is right. Which of the Beatles recorded a solo album called Dark Horse?
George Harrison.
Correct. Who played the title role in the 1979 movie The Electric Horseman?
Robert Redford.
Correct. Which band had a top 40 hit in 1971 called Horse with No Name?
America.
That's 14 points, Robert. Nicely done. Congratulations.
But I gotta say, I never even. What was the answer to the first one?
It was a woman by the name of K.T. Tunstall, who first hit was called Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. It was a smash hit in 2004. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, we're recording Dan, and we'll use it as a future punishment music. So you'll be guaranteed to hear it again. Robert, hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in our final contestant today. And that's you, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You want to plug something?
I just want to say, let's go Blues.
Okay. The only category left here is a showbiz category called What's Mom's Name? We've got 60 seconds on the clock, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is Pebbles Flintstone's mother?
Wilma.
Correct. Who gave birth to Chastity Bono?
Cher.
Correct. Who did Liza Minnelli call Mom?
Judy Garland.
Correct. Whose first child was Lourdes Chacone?
Madonna.
Correct. For the clean sweep now, Michael, who was Julian Lennon's mother?
Cynthia Lennon.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you win the Harris Challenge. All five correct. 15 points, a clean sweep. You've done it. So you're going to get the bonus prize of dinner on us at Candice's. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. You can check the archives on harrisonline.com for previous Harris Challenges you may have missed, or come back and play the next one live next Friday afternoon around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And incidentally, you can listen to us anywhere in the world for free via the free KTRS app. As I told somebody yesterday, this is a great thing to listen to if you're in a place that doesn't have great reception, or if you're traveling outside of our coverage area and you want to take us with you. You take the KTRS app, you put it on your smartphone, and when you open that app, the audio starts up almost instantaneously. I think it's like maybe 3 seconds, and the audio comes streaming through to you in great digital quality. Download the free KTRS app now from the iTunes, from the App Store on iPhones, or from the Google Play Store, and then join us here every day on the Big 550 KTRS.